y'all.
Good evening to you. Good evening to you. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening to you.
Ooh. And that's not you, Charles, because I hear you over there laughing at me.
Y'all knew it was coming.
I heard that little laughter in the background. Can I do the good evening song? Can I do the good evening song? I hope that you guys are inspired and uplifted just being on this call tonight with us. We missed you guys this morning. Lord knows I missed y'all this morning. You know, sometimes you get so used to doing something every single week, and when you don't do it, it kind of throws you kind of off. And I got to tell y'all, I was a little bit thrown off this morning because we didn't do our call. And I told Charles, I said, I bet you somebody's going to call in at 10 o'clock, and I'll just be dead if we didn't have about five people that called in this morning. Well, that lets you know that that top-level Monday motivational call is now ingrained in our spirits. It's ingrained. And so when something gets ingrained in you, you just kind of are looking forward to doing it every single week. So we did not want to push it to Tuesday. I know we did that one time before, and it was not a good look. So we decided we were going to go ahead and press our way and do this call tonight. And we're so pleased to have so many of you on the call with us in spite of the evening time, because we need motivation at nighttime too, even though the morning time is really what gets us going for the week. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professional Network, FNET. And on behalf of my husband, Charles, and myself, once again, we say two words. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for getting on this call with us. We always want to say those two words because we know even tonight you could have been anywhere else. But look at you. You're on the call with us and you're keeping us company on a Monday night. So, as you guys know, every Monday I try to do a little weekend recap. And, you know, I really don't have a lot to recap for the weekend. I will say, though, that I did take a trip. I drove to a conference out of the area, and I'm actually still here at the conference as we speak. And, you know, I spoke this morning on my networking workshop, and I got to tell you, I want to give you guys a teachable moment that happened to me today, because my workshop actually was in the afternoon. Unbeknownst to me, I thought it was going to be in the morning, ended up being in the afternoon. And about 15 minutes before my workshop, and this is a good segue into our call for what we're going to be talking about later in the call, but about 15 minutes into, before my presentation, I did not have one person in the room. Not one person. So they assigned everybody a proctor. And so I said, you know what? Let's go ahead and just see if you can move me to tomorrow. I'm going to be here again tomorrow. And the lady was like, well, I'll move you because we have other folks, you know, already scheduled. So she said, let's just see what happens. So about 5 minutes before my workshop was to begin, one little lady walked in. Turns out this lady is very, very high up in the government. And I didn't know that at the time. But she walks in and I said to her, you know, we may cancel this class because there's no one here. So she's like, well, we'll just see what happens. And so 3 minutes before my workshop was to begin, another person strolled in. I still was going to cancel. I'm like, well, you know, it's only two people. I'm going to cancel. Don't y'all know within 3 minutes that room was completely filled? Unbelievable. I'm still in shock and awe right now. So the moral of the story, y'all know it's always a teachable moment when I tell y'all stuff. You cannot give up too soon on your blessing. I want y'all to write that down and tweet that. Don't give up too soon on your blessing. Because I was about to walk out of that room in 15 minutes before my class was to start. I was about to leave. I was about to pack up my laptop. I was out of there. I'm like, ain't nobody coming. It's 4 o'clock. Ain't nobody coming to this workshop. And had I left, I would have missed out on my blessing. So, how do you keep fighting? And that's our topic today. How do you keep fighting? How do you keep staying the course when everything looks like it's crazy and everything looks like it's going against you? Everything looked like it was going against me today. I texted Charles. I said, I'm leaving. I was mad. I was upset. Ain't nobody in this workshop. Ain't nobody coming. Yes, I am being very transparent today. I said it today, okay? This day, I was leaving that workshop. Now, you see how, you know, God shows up. That's why I'm convinced. I'm convinced a couple things about God. But one thing I'm convinced is that God is black. People don't believe it, but that's, I believe he is, because he shows up at the very last second. But he's always on time. But I'm telling you guys, that's a teachable moment. I want y'all to tweak that. Don't be so quick to give up on your blessing. So that's pretty much all I have to do. I know that really wasn't part of the weekend, but I just wanted to tell y'all that as part of my weekend recap, what happened to me today at this conference. So y'all keep on praying my strength in the Lord as I continue being at a conference with people who I do not know. I'm totally out of my element, totally out of my comfort zone. But here I am, and I am truly, truly, truly so grateful that God was able to open this door for me to be here. So, I would like to present to some and introduce to others my wonderful husband, who actually is on the call. He's actually out of town as well, and he's on the other side of the country, but he is with us. He pressed his way in between his workshops and his studies to be with us tonight. None other than my amazing husband,
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And I'm just happy tonight that my wife is still referring to me as amazing. Amazing husband. And once again, we want to just thank everyone for being on the call tonight. Just like you said, you have to be anywhere else doing anything else, especially since we moved the call to the evening, and especially those who are probably thinking, you know what, I should be watching Monday Night Football right now. But you sacrificed and got on the call with me. And I'm pretty much doing the same. I'm out on the West Coast for 3 hours and had to get out and get the call. So we just wanted to be able to share with Philly. Got some things that.
Okay, Charles, you're breaking up, sweetie. Are you moving, Charles?
Well, here.
You're breaking up. Can you kind of sit still? Are you moving around?
Up.
Yeah.
Uh oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Don't move. Stay in one
don't
spot.
Move.
Yeah.
Okay,
don't move.
You know that's exactly what it was. I just sat down. Now I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Yes. And don't move around. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't know what everybody heard, but I know this much. Before we get too far into the call, we are going to go into some prayer. Because at the same time that Teresa's talking about some good things happening, there's some great things happening out here. But how many times have you ever had some great things happening in your life, in your business, in your family? And because things are going so well, here comes the enemy trying to rear up his head and come out of nowhere and try to bring some dissension and bring some negativity. So there are certain things we need to pray about. We've experienced those here and there. We know you guys have shared some of the same things in the past. So we are just going to come together, touch, and agree before we get too far into the call. If you can, pray with us. If you're driving right now, definitely keep your eyes open. I don't think anybody's at work right now. It's 9 o'clock at night. So we don't have to worry about people shaking their legs. And we will go right into the prayer. Father, have we just come to you right now to give you thanks. We just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity and time to come together and fellowship even on the call in business. We just lift up everyone on the call right now. We just touch and agree right now for blessing upon blessing upon blessing in each person's business, in their family. If there's any place of sickness, we just call it healed right now. In the name of Jesus, we just ask that you touch everyone on the call right now from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. And we claim it done. Everything we lift up to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And I can't see how many people on the call, but I know you have that in front of you. And every time we have new people on the call, the question becomes, who is Evnet and what do we do?
Evnet is a business relationship building organization. And we do this by bringing entrepreneurs and professionals together so we can all grow our businesses and our bottom lines. And how do we do that? We do that through networking events, workshops, seminars, retreats, and our phenomenal, fabulous, outstanding legacy awards ball that we have at the end of each year where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leaving a living legacy. So we invite you, if you have not been to an FNET event, or rather we like to call them experiences, if you have not been to an FNET experience, please make sure you follow us and you see when the next one is. Come on by, come on through, and grow your business and your bottom line with us.
Now, there's also another reason why we do these calls, and as Teresa mentioned earlier, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because a lot of times you guys are going through things that we are going through ourselves. A lot of times there's that feeling, you know what, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm running this business by myself, and it just doesn't feel right. Where I thought I was going to be, that's not where I am. When I thought I was going to be making this much at this particular time, it didn't go the way that I thought, or the goals I wrote down at the beginning of the year have not come to fruition. You know what that feels like, we've seen it, but it's also an excellent thing to know there are people right there in your corner that have experienced the same thing. The darkest hour is right before the day. Your blessing is right around the corner. It is right around the corner. We just want to touch and agree with everybody on that one right there. So we want to uplift. We want to inspire. Myself, I have my business at the same time working full-time, so we understand those of you working full-time. To reach at the same time is full-time in her business. So we actually live the life that you guys live also. So we want to be in your corner.
All right. Yeah, you know, for those of you who have never been to an FNET experience, we have truly, truly, truly met some amazing people through the FNET events and workshops that we've had in the past. I cannot even begin to tell you how many awesome, amazing people that we have been connected to. I mean, I can just rattle off so many names. Natasha Pierre, Kalima Matthews, you know, Rob House, Dave Wren, Sean Randleman, Alice Giroux, so many folks, just randomly, I'm just talking off the top of my head, that have truly been connected with the FNET group. And we have just been so blessed by each and every one. I can't name everybody, but you know who you are that has truly been part of the FNET experience, and we just appreciate you so much. So, at this time, I think it's time for us to have our affirmation.
Uh-oh, it's about
that
time.
It's about that time. Are you ready for it, Charles?
I'm ready.
All right, let me see who's on the call. I'm just talking off the top of my head. I don't even know who's on the call. Let me see who's on the call. Let me see. There's my girl, Tia Tenacious. I knew that Tia Tenacious needed to be on this call tonight because, you know, usually during the day, Tia can't say the affirmation with us because she got to shake her leg. Lady Tia Tenacious, we've been praying for you, sister, and I know God is truly working a new thing in your life. God is a healer, and I am just so pleased to see that you are on the call tonight. Lady Tia Tenacious is in the house. Let me see. Zafara Fitz is on the call. Hey, Lady Zafara! Woohoo! Everybody, wherever you are, we need you to stand it on up. stand up and be ready to say our affirmations into the atmosphere. Now, tonight, y'all ain't got no excuse. It's 9 o'clock. Y'all not at work, so y'all can get up and say this affirmation. I don't even want to hear. Let's see who else is on the call. Let's see. Rob House is on the call. Brother Rob House is on the call. There she is, Lady Kalima. Lady Kalima Matthews is on the call. Hey, Kalima. How you, my dear? Good to see you. Yolanda Everett Wilson just jumped on the call. Woohoo! Lady Yolanda, everybody on the call, I need you standing up. Because we're going to speak this affirmation out into the atmosphere, and for those of you who were not on the call last week, we have added a new affirmation statement. It's a brand new statement, and I've gotten quite a few inbox messages, and believe it or not, it was a powerful statement, and when people said it last week, you could feel it in the atmosphere. It's something we've never done before, so y'all, for those of you who didn't hear it, y'all about to hear it. So we're excited about our new affirmation statement, and truly, truly, God has truly been working some things out for some folks just by saying this one statement. So make sure that you are listening for it, because it's coming up soon. Let's see who else is on the call. Lady Nadine Mahoney. Lady Nadine, haven't seen you in a while. Hey, Lady Nadine. I hope you got the kids with you. I hope they're all standing up with you. Lady Nadine is on the call. And, of course, Natasha Pierre, our guest speaker. She's going to be doing a discussion with Charles and I tonight. She is on the call. We actually have a whole lot of folks on the call tonight. I cannot shout everybody out because I can't see names, but I appreciate each and every one of you that is on the call tonight. We appreciate you so much. All right, so we're going to go ahead and say our affirmation. Are y'all ready? Jesus, I don't know if you can get up and say it with a sweetie pie, but I want you getting up if you can and speaking this affirmation into the atmosphere. All right, Charles, you ready?
I'm ready.
I think everybody ready because, you know, we didn't do it this morning. So tonight we got to go ahead and speak this out into the atmosphere for the rest of the week. So let's go ahead and get it done, honey.
Exactly. We're going to say it nice and loud like you know your business is about to blow up. And since everybody's at home and they're not at work today, those that have jobs, the kids, the dogs, whoever's sitting right next to you, have them stand up too and get the affirmation out.
All right.
Nice and loud. I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous. I am
outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Did y'all say it the right way, Nadine? Did you put those hand motions in it? See, it's amazing. No shaking the leg tonight. I need you putting your whole body into it. I see Darlene Hart just jumped on the call. Darlene, now, did you put your whole body in it and say that you were amazing? I don't think y'all did it. So we're going to do this again, and I want y'all to say it out into the atmosphere all the way from your stomach. Anybody who's on the call that's a singer, you know what I mean. You got to sing from your stomach. So I want you to say this affirmation statement from your stomach that you are amazing. All right, honey, we're going to do that one more again.
One more again. I am
amazing. Okay, I don't hear anything. Come on, honey, say it like
you know
I
what?
Said it.
You know what I'm thinking? In the future, right after you do that, we can just open up the lines and hear everybody at the same time.
Okay, you know what? That's what we're going to do. We ain't going to do it tonight, but next week. I want everybody, you know, I think I'm going to do that. Next week, we're going to open up the lines, and I want to hear everybody say it. I am amazing. So I can make sure that y'all saying it, because I don't know. I don't be thinking that y'all saying it, okay? So say it like I said it, honey.
Oh, you ain't hear me trying to get out of
it? No.
amazing. I am.
That was not good. I want y'all to say I am amazing. I want y'all to say I am amazing like I said it. I am amazing. Now, see, when you say that, you cannot help but just feel so awesome because you are amazing. Every single entrepreneur, every single business owner, every single professional on this call is amazing. Every day this week, I want you to say, I am amazing. If you don't say anything else in the affirmation, say, I am amazing every single day in the mirror before you go out to start your day. And you watch the atmosphere. You watch your circumstances and your life start to shift and move. I felt something in my spirit when I said, I am amazing. Thank you, Lord. That's a good word right there. Okay, go ahead, honey. I done got on a tangent. Go ahead.
I just said it because you are amazing. And just for the record, I'm right outside of my training room. I can't get too loud.
Okay, cool.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable, I am.
And here's our new affirmation statement. For those who missed it last week, I want you to make sure you say this and say it with feeling. I am entering my wealthy place.
I am entering my wealthy place.
Let's say that one more time. I am entering my wealthy place.
I am entering my wealthy place.
Did y'all feel that? Did y'all feel the shift? Did you feel the shift in the atmosphere when you say that? We're going to say it one more time for those who missed it last week. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
Yeah.
Just walking right into it. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And. Highly.
Highly.
Favored.
And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Do you really believe it?
I really, really believe it.
All right, everybody, on this call tonight, because I just feel it shifting in the atmosphere. Shift. That's the word for the next month. Shift. If you believe that you are an entrepreneur, that you are dynamic, courageous, outstanding, amazing, consistent, remarkable, you're entering into your wealthy place, and you are blessed and highly favored and taking your business to the top this year. I need you to high-five yourself, high-five the phone, high-five somebody with you, and say, I am taking my business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
I'm excited.
Taking our business to the top. And at the same time, while we're taking our business to the top and moving up and moving and shaking, we cannot forget to turn around, reach back, grab somebody's hand, and take them right along with us and help somebody else take their business to the top.
Yes. Amen. And you know, we say this affirmation before each and every FNet experience because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, our families, our businesses, and our circumstances, that it will come to pass. Not might, not maybe, it will. It will come to pass. You got to speak life, everybody. Be very careful what you speak out of your mouth. Speak life. Speak good things. Speak positivity. And watch everything shift watch everything shift and change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes. And we've seen it over and over again, and we're still experiencing it, even as we speak.
Yes.
It's just going to happen over and over and over again. And last week on the call, for those of you who missed it, Lady Alice Giroux was with us and gave a powerful word.
Woo.
The title was Be Focused, Be Balanced, Be Productive. Phenomenal call. If you missed it, feel free to check out the replay on the website, etnetonline.com. That is E-T-O-N-L-I-N-E, etnetonline.com, and click on Monday Motivational Call and check out that powerful replay and just let it bless you either all over again if you've already heard it or for the first time.
Yes, it was indeed a powerful call last week with Lady Alice Giroux. Lady Alice Giroux, she blessed us last week. Please, guys, these Monday Motivational Calls are powerful. They're good stuff. They're available for you. These calls are done for you. Charles and I made a commitment to do these calls every single week, and we have been honoring that commitment. But make sure that you go to the website, fnetonline.com, and get those replays and let them bless you when you're feeling down, when you're feeling like you can't make it. Those calls are going to bless you real good. Now, before we begin, we have a special guest tonight, but before we begin, I believe Charles is going to have to jump off the call. Is that correct, honey?
That is absolutely correct, honey. Get right back to class.
Okay. So, Charles, thanks so much for jumping on the call. Help me just do the affirmation. And I'll be praying for you as you continue your workshops and your studies.
Exactly. And I know Sister Natasha Pierre is about to do an excellent job, and I will be one listening to the replay tonight if it's up.
All right. It won't be up for tomorrow, but
okay. Everybody have a blessed evening.
All right, honey. Thanks for jumping on.
No problem.
All right. So as we said earlier, we have a special guest on the call. She's going to be hanging out with me. We're going to have a discussion tonight because, you know, it's hard out here as an entrepreneur. And our topic tonight is entrepreneurs. How do you keep fighting and pushing when your vision and your sights are not aligned? And I know I just put out a phone bite just to kind of let everybody know that the call was taking place tonight. And I said on that phone bite, is there anybody in a fight right now to keep their business going? Anybody in a fight? They've had some serious setbacks. What is keeping you going? What makes you get up every single time you get knocked down? How do you keep moving and shaking? So before we bring Natasha in, I really want you guys to take out a piece of paper. I know we say it every week, but this call right here, I need y'all to listen and really soak in the information that Natasha and I are about to share with you, because we know what it feels like to be knocked down, beat up, punched in the face. Not literally, but you feel like you're punched in the face, and you still keep going. How do you keep doing it? Take out your iPhone, your iPad, your pen, your paper, everything that you do to take notes, because you're going to want to take notes tonight. This is a call that you need to be on. So those of you who are on it, you're in the right place. So Lady Natasha has been on our call before. She gave a powerful word earlier this year. If you did not hear it, make sure you check out her replay. But Natasha is a longtime supporter of FNET. She has also been our MC for our Legacy Awards Ball for 2 years in a row. And she is considered to be one of the most phenomenal PR and branding coaches in the U.S. of A. Not the East Coast, not just in the States. She is the premier branding and PR strategist in the USA. We are honored to call her a friend. We are honored to call her a colleague. And we are honored that she's able to jump on this call tonight. So, Lady Natasha, are you on the call?
You're awesome, Teresa. Good evening, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're so funny.
Hey, Lady Natasha. Thanks for being on the call with us tonight, sweetie pie.
So,
thank you for having me.
We are glad you are here. And you know what? We're going to jump right into this very specific topic for entrepreneurs and professionals. And, you know, the title again is, how do you keep fighting and pushing when your vision and your sight are not aligned? So I want you to go ahead and start this discussion off tonight, because I think this is a very important topic and one that we don't really talk about that much. So let's talk about it. What say you?
Absolutely. This is a subject that I think isn't as discussed, talked about, addressed as it should be. You know, behind every entrepreneur is a person who has experienced frustration and fatigue. They've had setbacks. They've experienced loss, whether it is professional with their business or personal. And there's a business that needs to keep on going. There is a life that needs to keep moving forward. There are responsibilities that still need to be tended to. But when you've experienced a series of setbacks, a series of frustrations and losses, how do you keep fighting when what you see is different from what you envision? And sight and vision, I always like to break these down. I love etymology so that we can have a better understanding of what we're talking about. Sight is a function of the eyes. Vision is a function of the heart, the spirit. Sight needs to partner with external stimuli to just verify the existence. I see the chair, so the chair is there. It's really sensory. Vision partners with your spirit. It partners with your purpose. It transcends the senses. So you see yourself as a speaker, an international speaker. You see yourself launching your business. You see yourself opening your clothing store. Not because that's what you're doing right now, but because you have such a clear mental picture that you can't shake it. And that's the difference between sight and vision. When you close your eyes, sight goes away. When you close your eyes, your vision becomes even more acute. It's keen. And that's the frustration that so many people experience, because when what you see and what you envision are not aligned, they're not parallel, they're not identical, it's a disconnect. It's frustrating. It's annoying. And because you can't shake it, because it's still there, it becomes an annoyance. But how do you keep going? Bringing us back to our question, how do you keep going when you just don't want to?
Mm-hmm.
It's a real place. And, you know, quite honestly, it's a place that I've been in for a while. There are fights that I have been fighting for 10 years, 7 years, and it's a real place. And the frustrating thing at times is that as talented, as skilled, as motivated, as inspiring as you can be, that does not preclude you from having those moments of frustrations and those moments where you've got to fight. It's going to be very hard to remain on this earth without having to fight. It's going to be very hard to go through life without having any obstacles and nothing that at times shakes you to your core. And as we've been talking about, you know, last week and today, something that shakes you to the point where you decide, you know what, I give up. Or I want to give up. Or you know what, I'm going to tap out. I'm going to bow out. I know I need to keep on going, but what I see is so frustrating, so annoying, so intense. It's almost like you feel like you've went 10 rounds with, you know, Mayweather. You know, he retreats to the corner, and then before you can go to your corner to get some water, put some Vaseline on your face, in comes Tyson. And while this fight is going on, you still have to run a business. You still have to smile. You still have to do, see, and be seen. How do you keep on doing it? And I can just tell you what I've had to do. Because, like I mentioned, this is something that I'm not just telling you about. I'm living it. The first thing you have to do is you've got to pause. And you've got to pause to diminish emotion. I'll tell you why that's important. There's power in the pause. It gives you an opportunity to calibrate, to regulate, just to bring everything under control. Let's just pause. Let's just breathe and assess what's happening. The root of emotion is that you're moved as a result of being provoked. So emotion is not an offensive, for all of my football people, it's not offensive, it's defensive. As a result of something, you have an emotion. And it's very hard to fight when you're wrapped up and tangled up in emotion. When all you see are things that can frustrate you, that drain your bank account, that give you a reason to give up, retreat, lay down, and play dead, there's a lot of emotion, and you cannot fight surrounded by emotion. You're going to have to pause. And that's hard to do, especially when you feel wronged, especially when you feel like life has just dealt you a tough hand, and you've got to be, you know, the primary caregiver for one person, or you're being sued, or someone stole your trademark. It's really hard to disconnect from that emotion, but it is so necessary. You can't go into a fight. You cannot go into a battle riding on emotion. It's not enough. At some point, logic, thinking, your cognition has to engage in order for you to win the fight. You got to pause. Pause, check yourself, put emotion in its place. It hurts, things, you got it, but now we've got to move past the emotion. The next thing that I've had to do, Teresa, is I've had to partner to regain perspective. When you are in a battle, when you are fighting as much as you've been fighting, your perspective gets skewed. Your vision and sight at times get clouded. You're seeing something and then you begin to question your vision. Well, am I really supposed to do this? You know, if the people that I'm called to help and to serve, you know, are rejecting me, am I really supposed to do this? I'm packaged well. You know, people say they love my product, but yet they're not buying. Am I supposed to do this? You're going to need to have an opinion other than your own because you're clouded. You got to get some people who can not only hold you accountable, but, you know, you can be accountable to them and give you a fresh perspective because you're not seeing clearly. Now, here's the thing, Teresa. This just can't be anybody. You've got to have people around you that have earned the right to stand beside you and have earned the right to speak into your life. For me and where I am right now, I cannot have people speaking into my life who've never been in a fight. How are you going to tell me how to fight if you've never been in a fight and you want to coach me? What?
Right.
I need Mayweather in my corner. I need someone who can literally tell me how to engage, what weapons are necessary, and at the same time, because they're not standing from where I am and they can see the real picture, they can remind me of my vision. I need to partner with people who know my vision, who respect my vision, and whose desire to see my vision come to fruition is not for them, but for me. You know, there's some people who just want you to be successful so they can be around you and ride off of your fame. You don't need those kind of people. You need some people around you who are genuinely invested in your success, period. They want to see your vision come to fruition because they know that that is your life essence. And they stand with you and they're committed to partnering with you no matter how long it takes. You know, sometimes we get people who stand near us and stand with us, but they give you a timeline. Like, okay, you need to get over this by next week. Okay,
yeah.
I know you've been moping and fussing, but, you know, you're too talented for that. I'm going to need you to, you know, get it together. That's not who you need beside you, because a person, a true partner, Teresa, is one who can give you the kick in the butt, the one who can check you, but check you in love so it motivates you. It doesn't detract from you. It doesn't kill your spirit. It motivates you to keep on going and get up and go another round with Tyson. Purpose. That's my third piece. you've got to remember your why. And, you know, today when we were talking, I asked you, I was like, you know, why do you keep doing it? You know, 9 years, why do you keep having these legacy awards? Why do you keep, you know, going with EBNET? And do you remember what your response was?
Yes. My response was, because it's not about me.
Just
not about me.
Not about me, you know. It's not. And that's where remembering your why comes in. Why did you do it? Why did you go for it? If you can genuinely walk away from your vision, it wasn't your vision. It was just something you saw. You saw an opportunity to be a means to, and so you jumped at that. You saw an opportunity for fame and fortune and notoriety, and you jumped for that. Someone said you could do it, and so you did. You can't walk away from purpose. You can't walk away from your vision. You can walk away from what you see. You can close your eyes and the sight is gone. But if it is truly your vision, if it is truly your purpose, you cannot walk away from it. And so in those times of frustration, in my times of frustration right now, I have to remember my why. Natasha, why are you doing this? That part of you that just keeps wrestling with you, that even though you want to walk away and quit, you just can't walk away from it, that's your vision. You've got to keep going. And what's going to help you fight is to remember your why. When you step outside of the situation and recognize that, you know what, I know I am going through some hard times. I am uncomfortable. I am annoyed. I am tired. What's going to propel you past all of those eyes is the realization that what you're doing is not for you. There's a greater purpose. There's a greater good. And there's someone who is looking at you and needs to see you fight. There's someone who needs to see you almost on the edge of giving up and having all of the reasons to give up, but yet you hang in there. That's what's going to enable you to fight, remembering your why. And who can remind you of your why? Your partners. Your partners are going to remember why you're doing it. I know we've had these conversations, Teresa, where I'm like, oh, no. No, no, no. We got to have another Legacy Award. We got to do it again. We got to do it. We got to do it. And so I'm your partner. I see your purpose. I see your vision. I don't want anything from you and Charles besides seeing you prosper and seeing EBNET continuing to grow and seeing everything that you all have in your mind's eye, everything that is in the inside of you, the spirit, the untouchable parts, seeing that manifest. That's my desire. Those are the people that you need to have alongside you. And the last piece is you're going to have some patience. And that is hard. Teresa, I'm impatient. I'm impatient. I want it, and I want it now, like the rest of our society. You know, I have a McDonald's approach to things. Let me drive through, go through the drive-thru, give me a number one happy, a number two success, and, you know, give me a number three of fast-track me to where I want to be. That's not the way it works. And for me, having success in so many areas, when there is a point where I, in my opinion, am not being as successful as I want to be and as I know I should be, it frustrates me and makes me not want to fight. But I've really had to shift my perspective and realign my focus to, Natasha, you got to be patient. This isn't going to be one of those situations that is resolved overnight. There's something that you're going to have to learn, not just for you, but you're going to have to learn it so you can tell someone else and you can share with someone else and you can show someone else. How do you fight when your vision and your sight are not aligned? You're going to have to abandon what you see. And that is so hard to do. But it's not impossible. You're going to have to abandon what you see. You're going to have to abandon what you hear. And you're going to have to remain committed to what appears when your eyes are closed. What wakes you up at night, what gets you up early in the morning, what you are thinking about as you drive through traffic. How do you fight? How do you push? You got to focus on the vision and not what you see. Pause to diminish all of that emotion. Emotion is great, but we've got to check it. Partner, get some people around you who can remind you of your why, remind you what you're doing, and really pour into you and support you. Remember your purpose. Remember your why. Why are you doing this? Are you doing it for the fame, or are you doing it because you can't not do it? What you can't not do is what you are supposed to be doing. And you're going to have to be patient. You're going to have to be patient with yourself. Sometimes we're so patient with other people, but we're not patient with ourselves, patient enough to allow ourselves to go through a process. You got to fight. Fighting isn't an option when you have a vision. Fighting is optional when it's just your sight. But if you've got something that you know you must do, that you know you must bring to fruition, partner, partner, partner. AppNet is a great place to start if you want a partner. And I'm sure Teresa, you know, later on is going to tell you how to do that. But that's how I fight, Teresa. That's how I keep going. Some fights are going to happen overnight, and some you're going to have to just tough it out. You're going to have to stay in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I know this wasn't much of a discussion, but...
Well, actually, no, but we haven't
turned over to you.
I'm about to jump down and say something real fast. Actually, a couple of things that you said, and I didn't even really know that this is what you were going to talk about tonight on this. I know we were going to have a discussion about this, but earlier in the call, were you on, because I hadn't checked to see who was on the call. Were you on when I was sharing about what happened today about the...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So the first thing, what did I do? I did exactly what you told me. I didn't know that's what you were telling me to do, but I paused. Remember, what did I say? 15 minutes before my workshop, there was not a soul
that's
in
right.
the room. Nobody was
that's
in the
right.
room. And so I partnered with my proctor in the room, bless her heart. She's actually a 5-year cancer survivor. I started talking to her, so I found out a little bit about her. So she says to me, hold fast. You see how God is? God always sends the right person to you when you need them. I didn't know that lady from a can of paint. I was collecting my purse. I want y'all to know that. I was collecting my purse, my laptop, my stuff, and I was about to go back to my room. I was leaving 15 minutes before I was supposed to go on. Because why? I didn't see anybody in the room. So I want y'all to listen to what I'm saying. It all ties back into what Natasha said. You have got to abandon what you see. I didn't see anybody in the room. But I should have just been believing by faith that the people were going to come. Amen? So I'm up here seeing the room is empty, 40 seats in this room. I'm in the room, it's me and the proctor. And so I'm like, okay, anybody coming? 15 minutes before the start. So somebody told me years ago, you got to see it before you see it. Does that make sense? Now, those on the call who can get it, y'all know what I just said. You got to see it before you see it. So what I should have been doing is what I'm always on the phone preaching to y'all about, speaking those things and be not as though they were, being positive. So I should have just been, in my mind's eye, seeing every seat in that room filled. I don't care if it was 15 minutes before the workshop. God can send the people, which is exactly what he ended up doing. So I think sometimes he tests your faith, too, just to see. Okay, I'm going to see what she's going to do. Now, what if my partner would have just said, okay, girl, go on to your room. Ain't nobody coming. But she didn't say that. She said, let's just hold fast. We're going to wait 15 more minutes. So remember, it didn't start until 4. It was 3:45. So we're going, my partner said, let's hold fast. And then I had to think in my head, why was I there? I didn't even tell you this, Natasha, but I even said that to myself. Why am I here? Remember, God opened the door unexpectedly for me to come and speak at this conference that I'm at. I don't know anybody here. This is not my industry. I'm way out of my comfort zone. I'll share with you guys more about it next week. I can't really share right now, but I am totally out of my comfort zone completely. So if God opened the door to get me here, why 15 minutes before I'm supposed to speak would I leave? Do you see my point?
Yeah.
What is your purpose? What is your purpose? So I had to say to myself, Teresa, why are you here? Why are you here? You are here to help these folks learn how to network better because this is an industry that they need it. So you need to stay your butt right in the seat and wait that 15 more minutes. So then I go to your fourth piece. I was patient. Finally, mm-hmm. took me a minute, but I was
right.
Because remember, I was leaving. If you would have seen these text messages that I sent to Charles, I can't believe that I came all the way here, drove all this way, and I'm not even going to speak. And so what happened? The room was full. Approximately 3 minutes, people just started flowing in the room. And so I looked at the lady that I had initially said, I think we're going to cancel. And I looked at her, I said, oh, I guess we haven't it.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
God is good. It ended up being a phenomenal workshop. I knocked it out the park. Those folks were amazed at that workshop. So I had to put your four P's into practice today without realizing that those were your four P's. Do you see?
I know.
So, you got to pause. You got a partner. You got to know what your purpose is, and you got to have patience. I am living proof this day that if you practice those four P's, your blessing is on the other side of that. Amen?
It's there. Like I said, I'm not telling you what I've heard. I'm not, you know, telling you someone's favorite parts of a book. I'm telling you what I have to live right now. And understand that this is not something that you're going to do tonight and then not have to do it tomorrow morning. This is something that I'm having to do every single day. I've got people that I have to check in with and who check in on me just to ensure that I haven't decided to tap out again. And the frustrating thing about trying to tap out on a vision is that you will have no peace. None. No peace at all until you move and step out into and do what you're called to do. And the reality is that I heard, I think it was Joyce Myers years ago, say that if you're scared, do it scared. Sometimes the fuel and the chapters of your book and the outline for your workshop and the name of your business or your company is going to come through your fight. When you pause again, there is power in a pause. Sometimes, you know, when a person gets angry and upset, they have so much emotion, they hold their breath. If there's no air getting into your body, getting into your brain, no oxygen, you really can't think. So pausing allows you to breathe. It allows you to breathe, get the oxygen flowing to the brain, allows you to think clearly and make moves based on intellect, not necessarily emotion. And understand, there's a difference between intuition and emotion. You know, I can do something just because it feels good. Intuition is I'm doing something because I know it's good. I may not be able to explain why I should make that step, but I know it. And it's so, so important for us to pause. I can't even, you know, go into this. Teresa, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be on the call tonight. I'm grateful for who you and Charles are in my life and that I count you among the few people that partner with me and stand alongside me and remind me that, okay, Natasha, you cannot tap out. That's not an option for you. So,
well,
remember your why. Be patient.
Let me say this real fast. Now, Natasha, I know you asked me that question. Who do I go to? And I only named really three people, and one of which was my husband. And you're one of the you're one of the three. So it's like I don't really have a lot of people that I can actually go to. I know I think I did mention Tina, I believe, Harmon, but there's not a lot of people that I can even go to
could tap into. Now, luckily, we've just recently started the FNET Elite Member group, and so there's a few ladies in that group that I know I can pick up the phone, like Melanie Inspires and Alice Giroux, Rosetta Thompson, a few of those folks, Emmy Vickers. I can pick up the phone and say, hey, look, guys, we got something going on. What do you think about this? So I do have now I have kind of made myself a new network of folks. But there was a time, I have to tell you, I didn't even have anybody to do that with, to partner with, except, well, of course, you know, you've always been one of them. But it's hard. And I love what you said. Everybody cannot speak into your life. And I'm going to give you something that I said to the group today. It's one of my networking tips. For those who took the networking class, y'all going to know what it is. But, you know, networking is about really building relationships with people that you like. And I said this in Vegas a couple months ago when I taught this workshop. And I said, you have got to trust, and you just said the word, your intuition, your instinct, as T.D. Jakes likes to say. If you meet someone and you have a bad feeling about that person, you got their card, tear it up. You don't want to be connected to that person. You don't want that person speaking in your life. And I said it today to the group, and they kind of gave me a little slide eye, and I said, I will stand on that statement because Charles and I lived it. We almost lost everything we have because we partnered with someone that we had a bad feeling in our gut and in our inner spirit about this guy. And what did we do? We partnered with him anyway. So I'm mad at you because you should have said that statement. Everybody can't see in your life. You should have told me that last year. But that's another thing. But all you have to do is listen. And I told people in the room today, I said, it's people say it's your gut, it's your instinct. Believers know that it's the God in you warning you against certain people. You've got to discern folks and make sure that you're partnering with the elite folks. So if you meet somebody and you don't like their vibe, throw that. I mean, you ain't got to be disrespectful in front of them, but tear that card up and don't give it a second thought. You don't need that person in your life. So that is excellent what you said. Everybody cannot speak into your life. Words have power. I am learning every day more and more. With what you say, you're going to get it. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but you are going to get it. So you got to be careful. You got to speak life. You got to speak life, and you got to speak what you want in your life, not negativity. That's why when people tell me that they're sick, or as far as I'm concerned, anybody tell me that they're sick, you ain't sick. You are healed in Jesus' name. It is well. That, you know, that's my favorite phrase. If something crazy is happening in my life or somebody else's life that I know, I will post it on my Facebook. It is well. So when y'all ever see me post that, that's when you need to start praying. Well, you don't know who it's for, but just say, it is well. Because that is somebody that's going through something, and we need to speak life into their life. Amen. Man, you got me preaching up here, Natasha. Man, you got me preaching. Okay, really? That's good word. That's good word, Natasha. Good word. Good word. I am excited. I'm glad that we had this little discussion tonight. We could be talking about this for 2-3 hours. 2-3-4-5 hours.
Sure could.
Sure
could.
What's the takeaway for everybody? Pause, partner, purpose, patience. The 4 P's of how to fight when your vision is not aligned with your sight. Well, your sight's not aligned with your vision. Same thing. So, any closing words, Miss Natasha?
Don't give up. Don't give up. I know it's hard. I know it's frustrating. I know it's annoying. I know that you feel like it's just going on and you want to catch a break. But I'm just telling you from where I am, you are not the only one fighting. Our fights may not be the same, but you're not the only one fighting, and you will get a break. Just hang in there.
I like that. You will get a break. It's not going to be like this all the time. My grandmother used to say, I remember coming running home when I was a kid, Grandma, this girl, she was talking about me.
And I know, right? The little trivial things. Ah, those were the good old days. But I remember she would always say, trouble don't last always. Y'all ever heard the old people say that?
That's
trouble
right.
don't last always. And another statement she used to always say, I don't care how many people don't like you, there's always one person that loves you. So when you're fighting, hold on to that statement, too. There's always one person rooting for you. There's always one person that loves you, that honors you, that respects you. That one statement is something that you should hold on to. Because it's true. You may not even know who the person is, but you are inspiring someone's life. Natasha, you are inspiring my life. You don't even know it. I'm probably inspiring somebody's life and I don't know it. Everybody on the call, somebody in your life, you're inspiring and you don't know it. And that's kind of scary because you're ready to give up and somebody's admiring you and you don't know it. Isn't that deep? That's a deep statement if you think about that. So you cannot give up, just like Natasha said. You've got to keep moving. You've got to keep pressing. You got to keep fighting. Even when you don't see it. So what did I say? You got to see it before you see it. Every time I say that statement, it makes me feel funny because it's true. You got to see it before you see it. I love that. And we got to practice those four P's. Natasha, say them again for the people.
You got to pause, get rid of that emotion or put it in its place.
Yes.
Your partner, get some people around you that have earned the right to stand next to you and can remind you of your vision. Purpose, remember your why, and then be patient. Now, when you said trouble won't last always, won't last always. You are going to get a break.
You are going to get a break. Lady Natasha, thanks for being on this call. Thanks for
your
words of wisdom. You want to tell people how to get in touch with you?
Soon. You can connect with me on Facebook right now. I'm on Facebook. You can find me simply Natasha. Quite honestly, Teresa, as I've said, I am really in my pause. Phase right now. I haven't been doing anything. It's a pause. I've got my partners around me. I'm remembering my why, my purpose, and I am being patient. Yes, please do connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com, Simply Natasha, and I see some people have already sent me friend requests. I appreciate you all. And partner with me. Let me partner with you. You know, I can encourage you, you can encourage me, and we will fight together.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Lady Natasha, I'm about to put you back on mute, but thank you for joining in this evening. I'll give you a buzz after the call.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Okay, so like I say every week when we have guests on the call, make sure you partner with these folks. Friend them on Facebook. These are people that you need to know. These are folks in our network that we have given a platform to be on our calls. So we don't just have anybody on our calls. So if we have a guest on our calls, that is somebody you definitely need to connect with. So make sure you friend is Natasha on Facebook right now. She's in a rebranding phase. And so she will be coming out shortly with some good stuff, so stay tuned. Now, tonight I have one announcement, and that announcement is FNET Legacy Awards Ball, October 25th. This is the last week to get those early bird prices. So after October 4th, the price goes up. So I know there's a lot of folks on the call that I'm even looking at y'all names right now. I ain't gonna call you out. Y'all been saying y'all gonna get y'all tickets. All I'm gonna say is, after October 4th, the price goes up. So get the tickets by the end of this week so you will not incur a price increase. And do not call me and ask me to give you a discount price. No, you've had 3-4 months to get these tickets. So get your tickets. And once again, we thank you for joining us on this important call today.
Next week, we are back at our regular time of 10 a.m. next Monday. We had so many folks on the call tonight, so this actually is a good time for some folks, too, but we love our Monday motivation. So we're going back to Monday, next Monday at 10 a.m., and we look forward to see you there. Now, remember, we are FNET, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line, one relationship at a time. And guys, please, please, please do not forget the nuggets that were shared on this call tonight. Keep pushing, keep pressing, keep moving, because this is a season of great shifting. I've already started to feel the shift in my life. I've gotten a lot of inbox messages from folks. They're starting to feel it in their lives. So make sure you are ready for your shift. And don't give up. Remember, you are amazing. Thanks again for being on the call, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.